topic today is a topic that is precious to me. How do we obtain riches, honor, and life? Well, riches, honor, and life, everybody talks about. Everybody I know wants a little bit more money. They want to be appreciated by others, honored by others. And they want to live without diseases coming upon them, and they want to live and enjoy life. How can we do this? God has a way. And in Proverbs chapter 22 and at verse 4, Solomon wrote, "By humility and the fear of the Lord come riches, honor, and life." By being an humble person, the Apostle Paul wrote regarding the way that the Lord humbled him in 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse 12, all the way through verse 17. In 1 Timothy 1 and 12, Paul talks about how the Lord had mercy upon him and placed him in this ministry, in this work, in this labor, as an apostle of the Lord, teaching and preaching the gospel of the Lord to others. He found himself an opportunity to thank God for being humbled by the Lord into this position so that he could serve the cause of the Lord and reach out to help others as he went through life. How thankful he was that the Lord had mercy upon him and forgave him, because he had worked against the Lord's way, maliciously treating those who were Christians, who were disciples of the Lord, thinking that they were following one who was a hoax, one who was not truthful. But upon meeting the Lord and realizing how mistaken he was, in Acts chapter 9, he said, "Lord, what would thou have me to do?" The Lord said, "Go into the city, and there you will be told what you must do." There are many things that through your lifetime you will be encountered to suffer for my name's sake. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to bless you. But you will go through life, and there will be a reminder of me as you suffer those things. Paul accepted that, and Ananias, he went into the town, and there Ananias, the gospel preacher, came to him, not wanting to. He was humbled by the request, go over there and teach this man Saul of Tarsus. Ananias says in Acts 22, "I have heard of this man." Who had not heard of him? How vicious he is, how hurtful he is. And the Lord said, "You go ahead and you teach him what he needs to do, because he is born out of due season for me." Now here it is that Paul goes in this prayer chambers and praying he was, as Ananias arrives, and thereby he sees this man. And he says, "Brother Saul, a fellow Jewish brother, not a brother in the Lord yet, because he still had his sins with him." He said, "Brother Saul, why tarriest thou? Arise and go be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." That is what he did immediately. And he responded by the blindness that he had being relieved from him. And as a result, this man went forth to proclaim this message of the Lord. There in 1 Timothy 1 and 12, as I mentioned, he writes about how he was humbled. And he speaks a word of prayer, of thanksgiving to the Lord, as to how he was blessed by him in this ministry and in this work, with the compassion and the mercy that he bestowed upon him. Back there in Proverbs 22, verse 4, when he says, "By humility," it also says, "and the fear of the Lord come riches, honor, and life." By being an humble individual, submissive to God's will, and doing what the Lord asks us to do, we also have a deep-seated respect for the Lord. That respect for the Lord, by humility and fear, respect of the Lord, bring about riches, honor, and life. Because we have a respect for the Lord, we respect His Word. The earlier verse there in Proverbs 22 and verse 3 tells us exactly what it tells us in Proverbs 27 and verse 12. The prudent man foreseeth danger of the head and guardeth himself. The simple pass on by and harm thereby. The idea is that we find ourselves following God's way because His will is stated in His Word. And as we respect Him, we respect what He has said about what we face in life. When there's a danger up ahead, we guard ourselves. We don't run right on through and, like the Boogie Dukes of Hazzard, try to jump the ditch that is open. Cars don't jump those ways. They just don't do that in real life. In the movies, yeah, they jump the way, but not in real life. When we respect the Lord and His Word, we see danger up ahead. We guard ourselves. We hide ourselves. We find ourselves protected by Him. Furthermore, when we follow His Word, we find ourselves believing in Him, as He said in John 8:24, unless you believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins. We believe that. We trust Him, and we believe in Jesus Christ, His Son. More than that, we repent of our sins. In Luke 13, verse 3, Jesus said, I tell you, nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Repentance is so important to God. I change my walk. Instead of walking away from God, I turn and walk toward Him. Instead of walking away from the ways of the Lord, I turn and walk in those ways of the Lord. I find myself following His way because I have that deep-seated respect for Him. I have that kind of humility and fear of the Lord. I have that fear because I have that respect. I have that respect from His Word, and I know that in His Word it tells me we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. Where am I going? I'm going the ways of all the earth. One day we'll pass away. But our spiritual being is going over to be with the Lord. And the concept of the appearing before the judgment seat of Christ is categorically stated there in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. We will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and receive the things done while we were in the body, according that we have done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, Paul says. He's teaching people that we find ourselves going to the judgment seat of God. We're humbled by that very fact. Well, there are times we said things we ought not to say while on earth, did things we ought not to do here on earth, did those things that were evil and wicked and wrong here upon this earth. Paul himself was a very example of how for years he did those things wrong against the Lord, but received that mercy and that humble spirit. He then had a great deep-seated respect for the Lord. And as a result of that fear, he was looking forward to the time of the judgment in this way. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. And not to me only, but to all them also that love His appearing. That's you and me. All the way down the stream of time, he looked there. And he said, he's going to give that not just to me, but to all them that love His appearing. As a result of that, we find ourselves living in the same way, being humble in life and being a person who fears God. Now, what does he say in his word about obtaining riches, honor, and life? Well, in Luke chapter 14, description is given of a man attempting to build a tower. And says, does he not first consider whether he has sufficient the monies to finish that tower? Lest after he has begun that tower, he has to stop. And others will walk by and mockingly say about this man, he began to build, but he could not finish. He likens it to a man trying to make a war with half as many troops as he's fighting against. And how that in the middle of the battle, he'll send up a flag and say, ambassador of peace, come and help me out in this matter, because I've gotten into more than I can handle. He'll be mocked through the years saying he began a battle he could not finish. When we find ourselves with a budget in life, saving a little bit about that which we make, working hard and faithful to what we do. We passage of scripture we used this morning there in 1 Timothy chapter 5 speaks in regard to the workers and the laborers. And over into chapter 6, the workers and laborers and how that they do faithfully and help, and how that the Christian men will help them to do their living. And as a result, they appreciate them and they honor them. As a result of that, you and I kind of find ourselves following a good workmanship in life, learning a good trade, saving a little bit of what is made, always using that as we go along life. We find ourselves with riches before we're through. What a blessing. Oh, we may sometimes say, no, I don't have that. Like the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 4, they had those gifts and those abilities to use those gifts. Appears the context there appears to be the miraculous powers that they had. But they acted like they didn't have any of them. Well, they were acting like they didn't have anything they could do. They couldn't help. They couldn't do anything with those powers. Paul says, shall I praise you in this neglect? I praise you not. That's not what God said for us to do. That's not what Jesus wanted us to do. He didn't want us to have ability to do and not use it. He wanted us to use that ability that we have. And you have special gifts that in Corinth, and lo and behold, you're not using it at all. I cannot praise you in this at all. For you and me today, we find ourselves doing what the Lord said to do in regard to the making of funds. We consider what we're building. We consider the things that we save for it. We consider it, and we find ourselves very, very blessed in life. We find ourselves with the opportunity to really have riches in life. And we don't have to deny it. We can say, there's a part of the budget I want to use, there's a part of the budget I want to have, there's a part of the budget I don't want to use, but let's not be people who see needs and not give a little bit to it, at least a little bit to it, and care about it and pray for it. These folks on the coast may have a lot more damage and troubles than we ever thought that they would have from this Nate that came ashore last night, the rains and everything up Highway 90, 10-foot surges came up on that way. So there are going to be some dangerous things there that they got to overcome. Well, anyway, we pray for them, and we hope that good can be done, and we can be a little part of that. At least we can be a little part of helping out that situation. Well, then, let's talk about what the Lord said about honor. Honor. What honors us in life? Well, you know, the fellow talked about the thing at the cemetery, and he said that the date of birth is there, and he said the date of death is there, and then there's a line that is drawn between them. And he talked about what's in the dash. He said that line represents that life from the time of being born to the time of dying. What's in that life? Was this a way of life where there was honesty and dependability that was shared? Let's go to 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. Did that person live? Paul said, let no man despise your youth, Timothy, but be an example of the believers. Be an example in the words you say, in the manner of life, or the conversation that you do, in the love that you show, the charity that you show. In spirit, in the zeal that you have for life, in faith, in the ways of believing that you should, and believing the Lord will bless you as you live in your life. Faith, and as he says, purity. Be pure in life. Don't find yourself in an impure way of life, and thereby diseases that come upon your body, and diseases that come upon your life, and death that comes as a result of that. Will that be an honorable thing to die in that way? I know. I want to have honor. And if I will have honor in my life, I'll be an example of the believers. And as I go to be an example of the believers, I'll think about the words that I speak, and I'll apologize to God and to man for the wrongful things that I say. I'll try to change those ways of life. And others will recognize that. And they will honor me. They say, well, I knew you when you cussed like a sailor. And I know you now, and as you talk to me now, it's completely different. I've heard people talk to others about that sort of thing, and they say, I appreciate you. In fact, I didn't want you to be around me, my wife, or my children. But now then, I feel like that you're talking a whole lot better and a whole lot funnier. I appreciate you. Honor does obtain. Some of these people get into clubs and organizations, and they all of a sudden become leaders in surging work, and they do that work, and they're there early, and they find themselves there late cleaning up, and they do it, and they're honoring people. You'd love to have them on your team. Cornelius was kind of like that in Acts 10, a man who feared God, who gave a bunch of alms to the people, and who prayed to God always, and taught his children to love the Lord and the right thing. We would want to have such a person as that to be our neighbor anywhere we live, even here in Mississippi. We'd want that person to be our neighbor. He loves the Lord. He loves righteous things. He does good things. Honor Cornelius. But there was something yet that he needed to do. He needed to have humility and the fear of the Lord, so he could live. He couldn't live with God and living under the patriarch system that he was doing. He had a way in which he honored the altar and he honored God. He feared God. But he just did not know enough. One day the Lord sent a messenger to him to say to him, send for Simon Peter who lives over there in Joppa. When he has come, he'll tell you what you ought to do. Instead of saying, well, look at my life here. Look at how I am. Look at my way of doing things. I'm so honored and appreciated, and I have a deep respect, love for God, and love for people that I can help. I don't need anything else. That was not his spirit. His spirit was, God's spoken to me now. This messenger's told me to send for Peter, and I'm going to send servants over there to get it. As a result of that, what happened in his life? What happened was Simon Peter came to him and preached to him the gospel, taught him the word of the Lord. He repented unto life, Acts 11, verse 18. He turned away from the patriarch system that was an honored system, but it was old and it was yonder and it was not the Christ. He turned from that into serving Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed him from his sins when he was baptized into Christ. Acts 10, verse 48. Can any man forbid water that he should not be baptized? As a result, he found himself enjoying that wonderful blessing of hope for the soul, and he would live more life than he ever lived while he was part of Caesarea and the way of life that he was living. He would live because he served God. What did he have? He had a deep-seated humility in his life, but a fear of God, a love for the Lord, a respect for him. And what did he have? Riches, honor, and life. But he didn't have that life when he first met him. But he would get that life because here's his spirit when Peter arrived at his house in Acts 10. We're all here. We're before God. We're here to hear all things commanded thee of God to tell us. Can you have a better spirit of Bible study? What if you got out of your car and you went up to somebody's house and knocked at the door and they came to the door and said, I've just been waiting on you. I'm looking forward to this study. I want to hear all things that's commanded of God. That's what I want to hear. Could you help them out? I believe just about every brother or sister in this congregation could help that person out. Say, let's open the Bible here. Let's see what God said to do about faith in the Lord, repenting of sin, confessing that faith publicly, being baptized into Christ, and begin that new life. That's where I started this lesson. How can I get riches, honor, and life? By humility and the fear of the Lord come riches, honor, and life. Proverbs 22, verse 4. What blessing. Thank you for your listening and studying with us today. These 20 minutes have been short times for me in this lesson study, but I hope there will be for those who listen by way of the internet system during the course of this week. Come to our site and hear this topic. How can you have riches, honor, and life? You can have it because you obey God. If you then need someone today to obey the Lord, the water's here. It's fresh water. It's been put in there. We washed out all the sidewalls as best we could this week and everything. Put fresh water in, and we're ready for you to be baptized into Christ. If you need to do that today, won't you come as we stand together as we sing the song of invitation?